All right, so they asked me a few weeks ago what I'm going to talk about. So a few weeks ago, even yesterday, I didn't really know what I was going to talk about. So I said, "B'fichul l'lov kalas," I said, that's like so broad, it could cover anything. I'm not sure that it can cover what I want to say today, actually. So maybe we'll just ignore it. If you came just to hear about b'fichul l'lov kalas, so maybe you should go out, because that's not the topic. But what I do want to talk about is in the Gimel Midas Harachamim, which is the refrain of so much of the tefillah during Slichas and on Yom Kippur. The last of the Gimel Midos is the Emes. And the question that I want to discuss is why is the Emes one of the Gimel Midos HaRachamim? I would think that Emes is a Midas Hadin. You know, you can't fool the Ribbono Shel Olam, so that's a Midas Hadin, not a Midas HaRachamim. How did that get into the Gimel Midos HaRachamim? So I'll start with the Medrash, a very famous Medrash. The Medrash says, Pasuk says in Tehillim, Chesed ve'emes nifkoshu, tzedek v'sholom nashaku, emes me'eretz titzmach v'tzedek mishamayim nitzmach. So the Medrash says that Omer Rav Simon, that when the Ribbono Shel Olam wanted to create a man, so the Malachi Hashoras were divided in opinion whether it's a good idea or not. And it was pretty much a deadlock. Chesed said, Yibor Hashem, shugayim el chasotim, man does chesed, that's one of the things that he does, so it's worth creating him. Emma said, "No, man. Everything is fake. Everything man does is fake news. So it's not worth creating him." Tzedek said, "Yibara." Shulay said, "Stokos." And Shalom Aimer, "Al Yibara." The Kulei Ktoto. So it was two against two. So Me'asak Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what did the Baruch Hashem do? Not al Eretz v'Shlichei Lo Eretz. Shenema Hishlich Mishamayim Eretz. He took Eretz. He threw it down to the earth. And now it's ready two against one. So you can go ahead and create man. So the Malachim said, how could you take Emes, which is your one of your attributes, and how could you take it, how could you throw it down to the ground? So the Ribbono Shel Olam answered, Tala Emes min Haaretz, it'll grow back. Shenema Eretz, Emes mi Eretz Titzmach. That's the Medrash. Very difficult Medrash. And what is the Medrash? A lot of ink has been spilled on this Medrash. What does this mean? Kodesh Baruch Hu threw Eretz down, and but it doesn't matter, it's going to grow back. Eretz mi Eretz Titzmach. So let's want to understand that. Talk about first. How can we understand that medrash? Now we say the pasuk says Vashem Elokechem Emes. Say that's how we finish Kriyishma every day. Hashem Elokechem Emes. So what does that mean? Because Rosh is Emes. It's so important for us to say it. Really, the Kriyishma itself it ends on Hashem Elokechem. But we add the word Emes, which is from a different pasuk in Navi, because we want to make that. We want to express that thought. Hashem Elokechem Emes. What does it mean? Kodesh Baruch Hu is emes. It means he doesn't lie. That's a shvach for the Ribbono Shel Olam that he doesn't lie. So the Rambam explains in Hilchos Yesod HaTorah that Hashem Elokechem emes means not that Kodesh Baruch Hu tells the truth. Hashem Elokechem emes means that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is real, and not only is a Kodesh Baruch Hu real, but he's more real than anything else, because everything else's existence depends on the Ribbono Shel Olam. It wouldn't exist without the Ribbono Shel Olam. So everything else in the creation, it derives its existence from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It derives its reality from the Ribbono Shel Olam. But the Ribbono Shel Olam's reality is independent of anything else. So the Ribbono Shel Olam is the bedrock of the world. So he's the most real, the real thing. So Hashem Elokechem Emes means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real. Everything else is not as real as the Ribbono Shel Olam. So Amitas V'Gram Kol Amitas Mitzi Usoy. When the Malachim said, when Emes said, Al Yibara, that man is shouldn't be created because his existence is antithetical to emes, it doesn't mean merely that people tell fibs. It means that man is a creature, and the only creature, who can exist in illusions, who can live his life out of it, who can create a life out of a fabric of illusion. It can be totally divorced from any kind of reality. People live their lives. Most of the world lives its life in a world of fiction. People create worlds of meaning and significance and goals and belief systems and ways of looking at the world that are totally fictional. Whether it's false religions, whether it's false ideologies. How many people devoted their entire life to ideologies that in the end they became disillusioned from, or the world became disillusioned? People gave up their whole lives for communism, for all kinds of false beliefs. We live a life, and no, animals don't live lives of illusion. Animals live lives that are close to, that are in reality. A person could live, man is the only creature who can live in a, people, you can get engrossed in a movie, engrossed in a book, and you're basically experiencing a fictional world. And it feels real. That's part of what it means to be human, that you can live in a fictional world, in a virtual world. Today with virtual reality, people mamish live a big part of their lives in a world that mamish doesn't exist. That's kulei dover shkar. The whole world revolves around these kinds of illusions. That's how we create the, so, you know, that's part of the human condition, is that we live, we create meanings, we create these worlds of meaning, much of which is totally fictional. People live their lives running after, you know, what's more illusory than fashion? You know, it's mamish an illusion, it's mamish meaningless. People live their whole lives after the latest fashion, the latest thing, the latest car. What was wrong with the car from 10 years ago? No, we can't, now it's the, everything changes. People, there are lots of people who they, every year or two, they buy another car because they want the latest thing. The whole economy, imagine if all those people would stop doing that, the whole economy would ground to a halt. Those are illusions. Sports, the whole world is you know, people, millions of people get go crazy about sports. Something to dimyon, gogol mizeh. We live lives of dimyon. We have a capacity for dimyon. Sometimes it's a good thing, but it's something that's unique to man, that we have this capacity to live in dimyonus. Rabbi Shaul Salanter writes in the Geras HaMusar, famous line, says, "Adam osir b'rayonai v'chofshi b'dimyonai." Man's intelligence is limited, but his imagination, his capacity for illusion is beyond, is limitless. There's no limit to what a people can, you know, how, what a person can be medame. So, the Maizel Tachlis of creation is that, you know, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is the real reality of creation. The Tachlis of the Bria is that the world should recognize the reality of the Ribono Shel Olam. And the creature who's most able to live a life that's divorced from reality is man. So, Emes Omer, Al Yibar, Shekulei Doiv Eshkar. Kulei Doiv Eshkar means not just, you know, he tells a lie once in a while, or he tells a lot of lies. Kulei Doiv Eshkar. That man can live a life. People, by and large, live lives that are shkarim from beginning to end. Well, the values are sheker, the goals are sheker, the preoccupations are sheker. So that's Yir Hashem Elokeichem Emes. How can you create such a creature? The lowest creature in the world, the lowest animal, doesn't live like that. The lowest animal lives a life that's real. It may not be important. It may be, you know, an earthworm may live a very trivial life, but it's real. But man lives in dimyonis. So Emes Omer Al Yibar. So Rav Hashem said, okay, Hishluch Mishamayim Eretz. So he threw Emes down. So Malachim said, what are you doing? The whole Tachlis is for Emes. How can you throw it away? So the Rav Hashem answered, Emes Me'eretz Titzmach. What does it mean, Emes Me'eretz Titzmach? Emes Me'eretz Titzmach means that even though by creating man I'm allowing that there should be a world of Sheker, a world of illusion, and the Emes is going to be buried under all of these mounds of illusion now. The Emes of what's important, what's real, who's the balabira, all of these things are now they're buried under all of the sheker, but emes me'eretz titzmach. Ultimately it'll be that the emes will emerge out of all of the sheker. The sheker eventually will pass away and the emes will be miskala. The world eventually will come to recognize the necessity of the emes of the Ribono Shel Olam's existence and the Ribono Shel Olam's admus. And that itself is the tachlis, because when the emes is misgala mitaych hasheker, it's misgala in a much stronger way than when the emes is just you know, there from the beginning. So you recognize the emes from the beginning, so it's emes. When the emes is misgala mitaych hasheker, that means that the part of the gilui is that the emes we discover, the emes is so strong that the sheker can't destroy it. And that's a higher level in the Gilui Emes. If the world is forced to come to the recognition, it ultimately comes to recognition that all the other ideologies are false and lead to a dead end. The world ultimately is forced to come to the recognition that all of the other goals are false and not satisfactory. And that itself is a gilui of the strength of the emes. That's a gilui of how strong the emes is, not just that it's there. But the emes is so strong that it can't be destroyed. Nothing else can cover it up. Ultimately, it's me'eretz titzma. And that's part of the tachlis habria. The Bnei Shlom therefore created the world, created man, a creature who is capable of sheker. Because by creating a creature who is capable of sheker, the malachim recognize the emes, but it's not a chiddush that they recognize the emes, because they have no other capacity. But man has the capacity for sheker. And ultimately, when mankind will recognize the emes, then that will be a gilui not of the perspicacity of man, that'll be a gilui of the strength of the emes, that the sheker ultimately is not able to be mechaper, to cover up the emes. I think that's the idea. We say b'mokum shabalei tshuva imdim hein tzadikim gmurim yecholim lamoid. The famous Chazal. The madrega balei tshuva is in a certain sense greater than the madrega of tzadikim gmurim. In other ways, the madrega of tzadikim gmurim is greater. But there's some aspect in which balei tshuva are able to accomplish something that tzaddikim gmurim are not able to accomplish. And I think that's the nekuda. What tshuva accomplishes is that through tshuva is misgala the strength of the emes. It's had the gomer, so he never had anything else. He was never occupied with sheker. He was occupied with the emes from the beginning. So it's like malachi asharis. So you see how good tzaddik is, that he was never deluded by the sheker. He always took hold of the emes, led his life according to the emes. So I see the greatness of the tzaddik. But by a bal tshuva, I see the greatness of the emes itself. I see the greatness of the emes, that the emes was misgaber ala sheker, that a person who lived in sheker, and ultimately the sheker, and he through the sheker, recognized that the sheker is not enough, that really there's an emes, and the sheker is wrong, and the sheker is sheker. So that's a gili in the great, that's megala, that's megala, the strength of the emes. So that itself, a person who's rochuk from Yahadus, and he tries all of the shkarim, and like Yisrael, he tried all the zaris in the world, and then he comes to the emes. So that's a gilui, that's megala, how great the emes is, or how strong the emes is, how impregnable the emes is. So that's something that a bal tshuva, that tshuva can accomplish, that tzaddikim gmurim are not able to accomplish. So that's perhaps one reason why emes is part of Yigimul Midas Harachanim, because we're asking Kodesh Baruch Hu to be makabel our tshuva. It would have been better if he would have been tzaddik and gmurim. We're asking the Baruch Hu to accept our tshuva. So one of the things that we address is the midas emes. We say, but the gili of the emes will be greater through our tshuva. The gili of your emes in the world, the emes me'eretz titzmach, will be greater through tshuva than had we been tzaddik and gmurim from the beginnings. So that's the reason why you should bring us back to do tshuva. Help us to do tshuva. Give us the siyata d'shmaya to do tshuva, be mekabelat tshuva, because through our doing tshuva, your emes will be mezgala more in the world. Will be mezgala more the tachlis of emes me'eretz titzmach, that the emes will grow out of the kulei goy v'shkarim. So that's a midas harachem, and it's a reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu should want us to do tshuva, should help us to do tshuva, and should be mekabel at tshuva. That's one nekudah. Perhaps you could add another tesefet dvar, why emes is part of the Yigimul Midas Harachamim. The whole idea of Yigimul Midas Harachamim, the Rosh writes that in the Rosh Hashanah, that the Yigimul Midas Harachamim calls the midos of vitur. Vitur means that Kodesh Baruch Hu foregoes. Kodesh Baruch Hu is mevaser. We don't deserve it. We don't deserve rachamim. And Kodesh Baruch Hu foregoes. He gives us rachamim anyway. Midos of vitur. Vav yud sof vav resh. In other words, the Rosh implies that these Yigimul Midas Harachamim are midos of undeserved rachamim. Rachamim that perhaps that we don't we haven't earned. It's really Gemara Mefreshes. The Gemara says in Brachos and Dav Zayin, Chosik v'chanoisi sasher achayim v'richamti sasher achayim, which is the Hakdomah to Yigimul Midas Harachamim. So the Gemara says v'chanoisi sasher achayim afal pi she'ein kedai. Shmuel gives chanino, he gives amnesty and grace to, even though we don't deserve it. V'chanoisi sasher achayim. The Medrash says that the Rebbeinu Shlomo showed Moshe Rabbeinu, and this pasuk, Maybe says the Bnei Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu all kind of oitzus of schar, and this is the schar for going with chasodim, and this is the schar for these kind of mitzvahs and those kind of mitzvahs. And then he said, showed him another oitzur, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, "What oitzur is this?" So Rabbeinu Shalom, this is the oitzur shel matnas chinam. For people that don't have anything else, there's the oitzur of matnas chinam. He said in slichus lachaynim chinam oitzur hamenutza. That's very difficult to understand. How could there be an oitzur of matnas chinam? And how can there be midos of visur? Gemara says that kolayim akadosh baruch hu vasron yivoser chayoyi. James Gemara says that a person that you're not allowed to say that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Vasron. A person says that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Vasron, he just lets things go, so he should be let go in a bad way. And here do we have a Rosh, I'm a Sestir Lechara. The Gemara says not allowed to say Kodesh Baruch Hu is a Vasron, and here we have the Rosh that says that Gimel Midas Arachem are Midas of Visur. Then Mr. Amchal and Mesilas Yisharim in the beginning talks about Midas Arachem, and the Amchal says that, quote the Gemara, you're not allowed to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vasron. What do you mean it's not a Vasron? Isn't there a Midas HaRachamim? So doesn't that mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Vasron? So Ramchal explains in the Mesilas Yisharim that Midas HaRachamim means that he's married, that there's Arichas HaPayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient. Midas HaDin should be that there should be Oynish right away. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is patient and he gives us time. We should be able to do Shiva, we should be able to fix things, be able to rectify things. But ultimately, the Erech Abayim runs out, and ultimately there's a din of a cheshman. Marech Ape v'govi delay. He's Marech Af, he's patient, but in the end he collects. And he's not Mevasa. So Midas HaRachem is the Midah, the Midas HaRachem is the Midah of Erech Abayim, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Asar Doris me'avon ba'anoyach, v'idiyah kame Erech Abayim l'fono. Shekulim o'yum machisim u'voim, ad shehevi olay yamei amabal. Doesn't mean that it wasn't a din. It means Kodesh Baruch Hu was Marech Af, but ultimately at the end of Asar Doris there was a din. There was 10 doiris of Erech HaPayim. And again, Asar doiris min Erech V'yad Avram, L'idia kam Erech HaPayim l'fonim, Shkulam ayim achisim l'vonim, Hashabo Avram avinu v'notol shakulim. So there was a 10 doiris of Erech HaPayim. So in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, we have 10 days of Erech HaPayim. But it's Erech HaPayim, at the end of the day, it's Marech HaFik Govi Dilei. That's how the Ramchal explains. So again, how does that stem? So you're telling me, even Midas HaRachim is only Marech HaPayim v'Govi Dilei. But it's not a vitur. So how can we have a gimel midas harachem and a chanais hasharochay and afbish ein a kedai midas of visu? So it says in Svarim, you're not allowed to say that how could there be midas of visur if you're not allowed to say that Kodesh Baruch Hu is a vasron? So it says in Svarim, the answer is that there's a difference between saying Kodesh Baruch Hu is a vasron and saying that there could be a midah of visur. The Moshul, the Gemara says, roi beis v'loi raftson. It says Kisira Chamor Senacha Roibitz Tachas Masoi, that if you see somebody's donkey, it's overburdened and it fell down, you have to help it up. So the Gemara says that's only if it's not a regular occurrence. Something happened and the guy had a flat tire and you have to help him out. But if you walk out of your house every single morning, and every morning the same donkey is sitting there overburdened and collapsed on the floor, because every morning the guy puts too much on his donkey and he expects you to help him. So that's called the Rav Tzon. That's not a Roibitz. That's a Rav Tzon. This is what it does all the time. It's the Seder Ekavua is that it's a Rav Tzon. Rav Tzon. So Torah says, Revitz Tachas Matzoi, but not a Rav Tzon. But Derech Zer, you're not allowed to say that Kodesh Baruch Hu was a Vasron, which would imply the Seder of the world, the Seder of the Anhog of the world, the regular Seder Anhog is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mevasa. That's not true. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Marech Af. But ultimately there has to be a Din. Because if there would be no Din, that would mean the world would be Hefker. The world would be Hefker. That would be Churban Olam. If people could do what they want without any din, without any, we know, then chalila, less dying, less din, less dying. That's to say, less din, less dying is churban olam. And these people, Rishonim, could say that we're never going to have to give an accounting. So there has to be a din, maximum, there's a midas harachem. In the Seder HaKavua, there's the midas harachem just means marach api v'kobi delay, but it's not vitur. But there are midas of visur that once in a while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can, on special occasions, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can deploy, but not, and that's not a stira. There are midas of visur which we can ask the Rebbeinu Shlom for, and sometimes we get it, but it's not the seder kavu. We can't expect that that's going to be the seder hanhoga kavu. The seder hanhoga kavu. A person says, "Kodesh Baruch Hu is a vastron. This is what he does all the time. This is how he runs the world." With midas of visur that you're not allowed to say, but there could be special. There is an oitzah of matnas chinam that's there for special occasions. what exactly are the special occasions then we can, that these midas of isur are available for? If the seder akavu is only midas harachamim, erech apayim, so when do we have? So when is this this other isur? What's it there for? So there's another Ramchal in Das Tunos. Ramchal is Marech. He says that the Kodesh Baruch Hu has two anhogas, the way he runs the world. He says there's one anhoga, the way Kodesh Baruch Hu runs the world, which is Schar V'Einish. And that's the regular anhoga. The regular anhoga of the world is Schar V'Einish. Schar V'Einish means, just what we just said, there's always a din v'cheshbon. Whatever we do, there has to be a din v'cheshbon. Kodesh Baruch Hu, if we do good things, so then there's Schar, bad things, there's Einish. Maybe there's Erech HaPayim, Kodesh Baruch Hu waits. But at the end of the day, everything has to work into the system of Schar, of Schar V'Einish. However, the Ramchal says that really there's a problem with that, because if everything is built on Schar V'Einish, that means that Kodesh Baruch Hu is always reacting to what we do. Kodesh Baruch Hu makes it, Kodesh Baruch Hu is always reactive. We do good, Kodesh Baruch Hu does one thing. If we do bad, Kodesh Baruch Hu behaves differently. So that puts man in the driver's seat. However we behave, that's what determines everything that happens in the world. We don't know exactly what the algorithm is, but nonetheless, the system is a system of Schar V'Einish. Says the Ramchal, that's true. On one level, that's certainly true. That's the idea of Schar V'Einish. Goyim Olish Chesed, Kim Mefolo, Goyim Olir Osh Shirok, Yerish Osir. That things work in the level of, things work in a system of Schar V'Einish. And the Hakichol Droch of Mishpat, the Kodesh Baruch Hu does things by Mishpat. He's a Melech HaMishpat. However, says the Ramchal, there's another Hanago also, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu also has an agenda. You know, it's not as if we're the only people driving. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an agenda also. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an agenda that he wants to bring the world to the Tikkun HaShalom. That he wants to bring the world to recognize Hashem Echad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a goal. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu never intercedes, and only everything's just caught up in the Hanago of Schar V'Einish, that means if man never, if we're never deserving, then the world will never get to its tachlis. So sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to intercede, and he has to allow, and he has to do things that in Schar V'Einish would not be acceptable. Kodesh Baruch Hu has to do them anyway, because it's necessary for Kodesh Baruch Hu's purpose in history, which is to bring about Hashem Echad. The Ramchal calls this second anhoga, the first anhoga he calls anhogas hamishpat, but then he says there's another anhoga which is anhogas hayichud, meaning the anhoga that Kodesh Baruch Hu does sometimes, which is not within the anhoga of mishpat. But it's that hoga that's necessary to bring about Hashem Echad. Kodesh Baruch Hu has that ability to sometimes break the Anhogas HaMishpat and to go against the Anhogas HaMishpat where it's necessary for Hashem Echad. That concept of Anhogas HaYichud, that Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes has an Anhoga, that Kodesh Baruch Hu has an Anhoga in reserve, that he uses when it's necessary for the furthering of his purpose of Hashem Echad, even though it's not the Anhogas HaMishpat, that Anhogah belongs more to Klal Yisrael than to Yechidim. Because Yechidim, as Yechidim, we're not necessary to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, even though we each have a role to play, but it's with Pri Chavshus. But nobody's indispensable. But Klal Yisrael is indispensable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs Klal Yisrael in order to achieve the goal of Gilu Yichud Hashem, Kodesh Baruch Hu promised that Gilu Yikvay Malchusa is going to come about through Klal Yisrael and through the Yeshua of Klal Yisrael. So the Beis Halevi, it's worth the reading inside, it's very powerful. The Beis Halevi and the Pasuk in Vayechi, when Yaakov is going down to Mitzrayim, and the Baruch Shem says to him, Al Tiro, Anoichi Ered Imcha Mitzrayim, Anoichi Elcha Gam Aloi, I'm going to go down with you to Mitzrayim, and I'm going to come back with you. So don't be afraid. That's the source for the idea of Shchintu Begalus, that when we go into Golus, the Ibn Shem goes into Golus as well. So the Beis Halevi explains, well, what does that mean? Kodesh Baruch Hu goes into Golus. Says the Beis Halevi that what Kodesh Baruch Hu was telling Yaakov Avinu, says, Kan hifticha ya haftocha hagdola, that in this pasuk is the haftocha that Kodesh Baruch Hu promised Yaakov Avinu, promised Klal Yisrael as a whole, that Gilui Kvoy Malchusoi will only come about through the Geula of Klal Yisrael. It's not going to be Gilui Kvoy Malchus in the world will not come about through any other people. So therefore, if Yaakov was in Mitzrayim, then Kiviyochol HaKadosh Baruch Hu was in Golus as well, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose is thwarted by Golus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose is that there should be Gilui Kvoy Malchus in the world, and if we're in Golus and we're not in Nigal and we're oppressed, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, then to that extent, not only are we in a bad place, are we not where we should be? But Troy Malchus is also thwarted because it can't come about if without Troy, without paying kavod Hashem la'anecha, without the kavod of Klal Yisrael being restored, and without Geulas Yisrael, the world will not recognize Troy Malchus. And this is emes in history as well. The world recognizes the Ribbono Shel Olam. To the extent that the world recognizes the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's only through the effects of Klal Yisrael in history. Had there never been a Klal Yisrael, the world would have no idea that there's a Ribbono Shel Olam. And whatever the world recognizes about the Ribbono Shel Olam and about there being justice in the world and there's Baruch Hu being active in the world, it comes about through what the world sees happening to the Jewish people. And that's just a historical truth. And that's a haftocha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made to Yaakov Avinu. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov, don't worry, I have to beguile you. Because if I won't beguile you, then my purpose will not be fulfilled either. My purpose of emes me'eretz titzmach, of yichud Hashem being mezgal in the world, can only be mekuyim through you, and therefore I have to be galus. If you're a galus, I'm a galus. If your purpose is thwarted, then my purpose is thwarted as well. So therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu kiviyochel has to be galus Klal Yisrael. It's necessary for the gilui of the Hoy Hashem Lamelech HaKol Haaretz, of the Gilui of Hashem Echad. So we're all going to happen through Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. It's through Klal Yisrael that Hashem Echad is Miskala. And therefore, the Hanhogas HaYichud is especially irrelevant. This Hanhoga that sometimes Kadosh Baruch Hu does things which in Mishpat maybe are not justifiable. But Kadosh Baruch Hu does them anyway, like the Ramchal says in Das Tfunis, because he has this other purpose of Gilui, of Anhogas HaYichud, that Hashem Echad has to be Mizgal in the world, and that's a special source of Rachamim, that even if in Mishpat, maybe we don't deserve Rachamim, but Kadosh Baruch Hu sometimes has to spare Klal Yisrael, because it's necessary for his purpose, that's a special source of Rachamim, a font of Rachamim, that's especially available to Klal Yisrael as a whole, because Klal Yisrael as a whole, Kadosh Baruch Hu needs Klal Yisrael for the Gilui of Yichud Hashem. So these midos of the Gimel midos Rachamim, these are midos like of the Chanais es Asher Achayim, but the Rosh calls midos of Visur. These are midos of chanina, of oitzachinam, of oitzachol matnas chinam, that are transcend the regular midas harachamim. The regular midas harachamim, which is the seder olam. Now I have to say the seder olam is not with din. The seder olam is with din, but there's erech apayim. The regular midas harachamim is within the seder olam, within the anhaga of midas hamishpat. Because there's a mishpat. Because Baruch Hu is marach af. Rachamim means he's marach api the govi delay, but it doesn't. It's not outside of. Doesn't break out of the framework of Mishpat. That's the regular Midas Rachamim. But here we have Midas of Visur. This is a Rachamim that transcends the regular Anhaga of Mishpat. This is Anhaga. These are Rachamim. These are Midas of Matnas Chinam. How could there be Midas of Matnas Chinam? Because these are Midas that come not from the Anhagas HaMishpat, but these are Midas of Visur. These are Midas of Matnas Chinam that come from the Anhagas HaYichud. From the fact that sometimes the Baruch Hu spares us, not because we deserve it, but because we are necessary for his purpose. It belongs to the world of Hanhogas HaYichud. That's relevant more to Klal Yisrael as a whole than to Yechidim. That's why Yikimu Midas HaRachim can only be said B'tzibur, they can't be said by a Yochid. In the first, when Hashem Baruch Hu first was Megala, Yikimu Midas HaRachim to Moshe Rabbeinu, it says Nisatif Kishliach Tzibur. And that's reflected in the Halacha. When you're davening B'Yechidus, you don't say Yikimu Midas HaRachim. You only say it with tzibur because it's a kind of rachamim that can belong only to the tzibur as a whole. Rabbi Sholeh Salanter used to say that Kadosh Baruch Hu used to say that a person should make himself necessary to the tzibur, because if he's necessary to the tzibur, then there's a special rachamim that he has access to. If he's a tzibur person, if he's somebody that the tzibur needs, he should live a life in which he makes himself important to the tzibur, that people need him, because if people need him. He used to say Moshul. He says that the world is a hotel. It's a very expensive hotel. Everything costs something. Everything, you know, you take a cook out of a little fridge in your hotel room, and then you get the bill, and it's very expensive. So he said everything in this world costs. There's a cheshbon to be made. Nothing is for free. He says unless you work for the hotel. If you work for the hotel, then you get things for free. He said, that was the muscle. Everything in this world, every hanor that you get in this world, he said, you eat up your mitzvahs with the kugel. You have a piece of kugel, you know it costs. But if you work for the hotel, then you have it for free. You have to be a klal person, a person that's shaharabim tzrichim loy. I think that this is the oimek. If you're somebody shaharabim tzrichim loy, you have access to that, these midas harachamim that belong, that are reserved for klal Yisrael as a whole, and not for a yochid. Since these midas harachamim. Maybe I'll answer only parenthetically. I've said many times. Chazal say that when the Rebbeinu taught these midas rachamim to Moshe Rabbeinu, he said that whenever we need, whenever Klal Yisrael need rachamim, yasu lefanai kaseder hazeh. They should say these gimel midas rachamim. So, the famous question: what's so great about saying them? If they're there, they're there. If we deserve them, we deserve them. If he wants to give them, he wants to give them. What's the pu'ula of Yasu Lepone Kaseder Zeh? We say the Gimel Midas Harachamim, and somehow that has a pu'ula that we get this, or we have a hope of. We hope that somehow we'll access these Midas Harachamim. If they're accessible, they're accessible. Why is the key to getting access to these Midas Harachamim saying the Gimel Midas Harachamim? Yasu Lepone Kaseder Zeh. Yes, the Bali Musa say Yasu Lepone Kaseder Zeh doesn't mean to say them, it means to act them, to emulate these Midas in our own lives. That's, I think, also true on a level. But I think the Poshev Shad is that Poshev Shad of Adam means to say Yom Yidus Rachamim. If it didn't mean to say it, we wouldn't say it. So what's the pu'ul of Yasa Lepanek HaSeder HaZeh? So I thought the Shad is like this, that these are Midas of Rachamim that's really outside the Seder HaMishpat. We're asking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for Rachamim that really is outside the framework of Mishpat. This is an extraordinary thing to ask. And that's really a dangerous thing, because from a Kodesh Baruch Hu's point of view, anything that's outside of the Seder HaMishpat has the potential to be Churban Oil. Because if we think that there's no mishpat, if we have the idea that there's no mishpat, then we can do whatever we want. And the whole reason why, you know, it's part of the Yigimli Karim that there's Harvainish, is because that's the world needs that. That's part of what Torah teaches us, that there has to be a mishpat. If there's no mishpat, then the Rishonim could do whatever they want. So if Kadosh Baruch Hu we want there should be some kind of rachamim over here that doesn't come with a price tag, that doesn't have without a seder mishpat. So that has the potential to be churban olam. The only way that the Rishonim could give us that kind of rachamim. And it's not part of the Seder Kavua, just because we ask, it doesn't mean, you know, it's not part of the Seder Kavua. But the only way Kadosh Baruch Hu can give that kind of rachamim is if we recognize that it's an extraordinary rachamim. If we think this is just the way it works, we get away with things. You do things and there's no einish. So that's churban olam. So if Kadosh Baruch Hu gives us rachamim and we just take it for granted, you know, this is just what happens. Nothing happens. There's no punishment. So that's a churban olam. Kadosh Baruch Hu can only give us rachamim if we recognize that what we're getting is the matana. We're getting something that's extraordinary. We don't think that we're just getting away with something. We say, Kishbach, we know that we don't deserve it. We know that we don't get away with things. But you're giving us the special matana anyway. So then, Kishbach, will give it to us without it being a churban olam. So that's the power of Yasa Lefana Kaseder Hazer. That if we recognize that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving us rachamim, we don't take it for granted, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu can give us the rachamim without it being a churban ha'olam. So many things that we take for granted. I had this thought that I'm saying right now, this thought I had in the after 9/11, when everybody was very, I mean, I was very, everybody was walking around in a, you know, in an altered state of consciousness after 9/11. And it was Yom Nirum, right after 9/11 was Yom Nirum. 9/11, I was in the battery tunnel. It was an unbelievable experience. I mean, I wasn't near Ground Zero, but it was an unbelievable experience. People ran out of the tunnel. And, so I'm walking around, I'm in the days, and came in the Yom Nirayim a few weeks later, and everybody's walking around. So I had this Hagosh, I had a lot of Hagoshes that year, all my drushes from that, we got Yom Nirayim, so I wrote. So one of the experiences that I had was this notion that we take everything for granted. We take it for granted that we're secure, we take it for granted that we're safe, we take it for granted we live in a country where we're not afraid. These are really extraordinary rachamim, and we have to feel, you know, it could turn over in one moment. Everything could turn over. And that's a reminder that it's really rachamim all the time. And we have to be makir that it's rachamim. If we want our banishim to give us such rachamim, we have to be makir that it's rachamim. If we just take it for granted, then taking it for granted is churban olam. How can a Kodesh Baruch Hu give it to us? If we take it for granted, then we think that there's no mishpat. So we have to recognize that there's a mishpat. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes gives us extraordinary rachamim, and then a Kodesh Baruch Hu can continue to give it to us. In any event, since this rachamim comes from the fact, this special racham of Gimel Midas, of the Chanoisis Asher Achayin, it flows from the fact that Kodesh Baruch Hu needs Klal Yisrael to be megale his purpose, to fulfill his purpose of Gilui HaYichud, of bringing the world to a recognition of Hashem Echad. Kodesh Baruch Hu needs Klal Yisrael to fulfill his purpose of the world coming to recognize the Amitas Mitzuyusoi, that he's the reality and not all the Shkarim that the world lives in. So therefore, Emes is the capstone of these Midei Sarachamim. Because we ask Kodesh Baruch Hu for these Midei Sarachamim, which are the special Rachamim, Kodesh Baruch Hu can give us outside of the Seder HaMishpat, that he can give to Klal Yisrael outside of the Seder HaMishpat. Because Klal Yisrael has access to this special Midei Sarachamim, because we are kiviyochol necessary to his purpose. Because only through Klal Yisrael, that Anoicha Elcha Gam Aloi, that Kodesh Baruch Hu brings about that the world will recognize through the Gulas Yisrael, the world will ultimately recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reality of history and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the reality of our existence. So therefore we invoke Emes as part of the Gimel Midas HaRachamim, as if to say that Emes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your Emes, your whole purpose is Emes, your purpose in creating the world is Emes, and your purpose in creating the world, that it should be Eretz Me'eretz Titzmach. And that's only going to happen through, you were Maftiach, you promised us that'll happen through Gulasim Shel Yisrael. So since the Tachlis HaBriyah is to bring about Emes Me'eretz Tismach, and that Tachlis can only be fulfilled through Klal Yisrael. So therefore, as part of Klal Yisrael, with Tzibur, when we gather together with Tzibur, we have a right to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that these midas of Visur, these midas of Achanaisi, that's Asher Achoyin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us as Klal Yisrael. He should give us, Klal Yisrael is imperiled in so many ways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us special rachamim, should give Klal Yisrael rachamim, in order that we can continue to exist, and ultimately through us should be fulfilled HaKadosh Baruch Hu's purpose in the Bria, which is the Gilui of Hashem Elokecha Emes, and the Gilui of Hashem Elokecha Emes in that special way of Emes Me'eretz Titzmach, but ultimately the Emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will break through all of the shkarm of the world and all of the illusions of the world, and through Gulasim Shel Yisrael, the whole world will come to that recognition of Hashem Echad. Okay.